February 10th, 2023 MBA meeting.
Hello, this is Commissioner Kubea, and we're going to get the meeting started. Sorry for the delay. We'd like to welcome everybody to the meeting. This is the Kane County Municipal Building Authority meeting, held January 10th, Tuesday, starting at 6:03 p.m. in the Commission Chambers at the Kane County Courthouse. And we,
what the year?
2023. We'd like to welcome Mark Anderson, who's on the line with us, who works for Zion Financial. We also have in attendance Commissioner Myers. We have Clerk Shamil. Is that the official title? Clerk Auditor Shamil and Sheriff Glover and community member Mark Kubea. And also thank you to Candace for being with us here tonight. I'd like to call this meeting to order and welcome everybody that is here. And we will approve the consent agenda. I'd like to excuse Wade, Commissioner Heaton, who is headed to Cedar Mountain, but the weather is not looking good, so we're not sure. He might be calling in. Oh, he just, welcome Commissioner Heaton. He just called in.
Thank you. Sorry, I was a little slow.
We looked at the weather and weren't sure you had quite made it yet, so welcome. We also have Rhonda Gant with us. So we'd like to move into the consent agenda.
Yes, Chair, I'll move that we approve the consent agenda.
Any motions? Your motion. Take a vote.
Mm-hmm. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Do I vote? Aye. Thank you.
You
thank you for being patient with my newness here.
And then you'll say whether or not the motion carried and whether or not it carried it unanimously.
So it was a motion did carry unanimously. We will move into the public hearing. The public hearing is to allow public input regarding the issuance and sale of not more than $3.5 million aggregate principal amount of lease revenue bond series 2023, the bonds, and any potential economic impact that the project described herein to be financed with the proceeds of the bonds issued under the Act may have on the private sector and any related matters. Is there anybody that wants to make comment?
Chair, I'll move that we go into public hearing at the discretion of the chair. Into an out.
I declare us out or in. I declare us in public meeting.
So I'll make a motion that we can go in and out at discretion of the chair, and then we need to vote on that, and then once it's been voted on, then you have free rein to go in and out.
Okay.
So you'll call for a vote now.
We'll call for a vote on the going in and out of public hearing.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Unanimously.
So unanimously. So we're now in public hearing. Is there any comments from anybody in the audience? Any public comment?
It's raining.
So
you can close it or not close it, up to your
decision. We'll close the public hearing and go into comments from the commissioners. Since there are Celeste and I are Commissioner Myers and I are new, I was just going to give a little background on what this exactly is. So this bond is for the remodel of the commission chambers and also Building B over in the Knapp Center, which is the gym. This was a CIB loan and a grant that was given to us. The grant was $432,000. The loan is for $3.168 million. It was voted on that the previous commission and MBA had moved this forward because there's a need to remodel the Building B. The floor is the original floor. It can't be redone anymore. There is no insulation. There's a need just to, one, to save money on the energy bills that we're having to pay every month, which the sheriff said could be $2,500 in propane because there's no insulation. This was also an agreement with the city to provide this facility. And in addition, it will also redo the stage so the symphony of the canyons can perform and practice, not necessarily perform, but practice there. And it has some ADA accessibilities included up onto the stage. So here in the commission chambers, there'll be an expansion, there'll be a conference room added. So the funds to use will be split between the remodel for this part of the building will be with ARPA funds probably, which is the COVID money, and it does meet the requirements for that to give us more space so we're not in so close quarters. And also the monies for the remodel building B right now isn't decided, but more than likely will be coming from the MBA funds, and there'll be more public, the budget will have to be open to, not for that one. It's not decided exactly, but from talking with the sheriff and other people, that was the plan from the previous commission. Are there any questions from the commissioners or discussion?
I'm just interested to learn more about it. I've been learning about it peripherally, and I was in the meeting when Commissioner Chamberlain was over this project, and there was a question about how to basically make up the difference. Is that something that we're discussing today?
Yes, that's the next item on the agenda is authorizing a shortage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will give, Mark Anderson is on the line. He is the Zion Bank Financing that's helping with this bond process. Mark, do you want to shed light on anything, share with us about the bond processing? Anything we need to know?
Thank you, Commissioner Cabea. Just a couple of things. You certainly met the requirements for the public hearing, which is all the legal requirements in the bonding process. And I know you're going to discuss how the county will fund any cost in excess of the loan and grant that's been provided by CIB. Assuming the county moves forward, the next step would be to issue the bonds. We just have a 30-day waiting period after the public hearing that was held in December, so the bonds could be issued fairly quickly.
Second.
And I think we just need to, the intent is to issue the bonds on the 26th of January, actually,
right,
if things go as anticipated. We're just waiting for the county to indicate what funds that they want to commit to the project based on the bids that have been received.
Correct. Okay. One other thing I just wanted to, just for information purposes, because I didn't understand exactly what a lease revenue bond was, and Mark, correct me if I say something wrong, but basically the MBA is a nonprofit that's separate from the county. The board is the same as the county commissioners, serve them both, but the county cannot obligate funds across the fiscal year or budget for things, and so the MBA can, and so the county will lease the building from the MBA. That's the monies that will be used to make the bond payments that are due. And so that's just a little bit of info. If anybody has any question or comments to clarify that.
Commissioner Cabello, that's correct. And just one thing to be mindful of, because this is subject to annual appropriation, being a lease revenue bond, the buildings themselves are the collateral for the loan, and so there will be a title policy obtained on both properties to secure the financing for the CIB, who's the purchaser of the bonds.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. I don't think there was any other comments from anybody, from other commissioners?
No.
Chairman, I just wanted to kind of weigh in on this. This has been quite a while in the making. We've been about a year and a half working on this, and there's a need for this. Nobody likes to spend public funds, but there is a need. We need a building and a room big enough that we can hold public hearings and everyone has a seat. So I'm looking forward to this. I feel like it's a needed improvement.
Yeah, I would just add to that, and I agree 100%. And also, that gym is so needed and essential for our area. I can't go anywhere without people explaining how much it means to them and how it gets used by anything from pickleball to children's basketball. And not only is it important, but people feel a vested interest in this, so I feel like this is something that's justified and appreciated, and yeah, it goes a long way. It's money well spent, in my opinion.
Okay, if there's no more comments from the commissioners or anybody else in the audience, we'll move on to, I don't think there's a vote that needs taken. No. We'll move on to line item 2. Do you want to make a motion? Or maybe let me talk a little bit before we ask for a vote. So we have the grant and we have the loan, but it's still, the bid came in $200,669 short. And as part of the requirement for getting the money from CIB, we have to show good faith and have that money sitting in the escrow account. And that money, we're going to see whether we agree upon taking that money from the ARPA fund, which I said was the COVID money, which would go toward this building being renovated. I don't know if there's any other comments or any other information anybody wants to share about that.
So I want to understand, there's a CIB loan for $3.5 million, but the project's...
Well, $3.168 million, and then there's a grant for $432,000.
Okay, and the grant is...
From CIB also.
Okay, so it's a CIB grant and a CIB loan, totaling aggregate $3.5 million. But the project's going to cost about $300,000 more than anticipated, or more than the combined total of the grant and the loan, correct?
My understanding is that in total CIB funds, we have $3.6 million, Mark could clarify that, and that our bids came in at about $3.86 million. So we need about $266,000 to cover just construction costs. So then we're going to have some additional soft costs, including closing costs with Zions Bank and our bond council costs, and some additional engineering costs. And then we have a couple of known change orders that were, at least one known change order that we're going to have to discuss and decide where we're going to pay for that out of. That probably doesn't need to be addressed with the escrow piece, because we're going to have to pay for that one way or another anyway, and it can be separate. At the end of the day, there's not any contingency built into this project, because we agreed to CIB that we would fund whatever we might run into.
Shortfall.
And that's just where we're at. And we have funds to do that.
But. And so the ARPA could only go toward this, the project of the commission chambers, correct?
Correct.
Maybe not only, but generally speaking, the ARPA needs to be reserved for improvements to the building that have to do with this expansion for more space for people to meet in, yes.
And ARPA stands for American Rescue Plan Act. Yeah?
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Sure. Just for the public. And, okay, this is what I don't know. I don't know how much is in, and Shamil, maybe you know, how much is in the ARPA fund total unspent? Like, how much of the ARPA fund are we using up with this? All of it, or?
No, we currently have like $1.5 million in ARPA funds just in an account waiting for projects that qualify.
Mm-hmm. And is there a spending deadline on that?
Not that I'm aware of, but...
There is, but it's several years.
It's several years?
It's out.
Okay, and it needs to
We're going to spend the money well before the deadline.
Thing that we could use it for too, just side note, sorry to divert, but certain people have asked for live streaming or something like that of commission meetings and et cetera, and that's, I understand, something that ARPA could pay for if we chose to do that.
So can I touch on that for a second? So
sure.
one thing that CIB will not fund as part of a project is IT-related costs, because they turn over so fast.
It was the CARES Act that could be used for that.
So CIB won't fund it. So what I'm getting at is we're going to have to pay for the IT upgrades anyway, which likely, to your point, would come out of additional ARPA funds.
So it could come from that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And I did have a discussion with the sheriff. It hasn't been decided what will be the funding source for these bond payments. the building B, it might be TRT because that fits in with recreation, the mm-hmm. things for the community. For this building, it might be ARPA, might also be MBA, but being new, I can't really say at this point where the money is at. But there is money, but it just depends on, we'll have to decide what pot of money is going to come from to pay the debt service on it. Which will be...
For the
what did we call the CIB? Was going to be the
probably. I'm not positive on that one. But
I listened to that meeting, but I don't remember what Commissioner Chamberlain presented.
It's. I mean, it's in. It's included in the written application.
Yeah, it's laid out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't recall.
So it's not like we figured out later. Right, we have to prove up front that we.
You say it, but then I think you can still change. Can't you decide?
Yeah,
they just want to guarantee you money. You can change whatever pot as a commissioner. But starting on October 2024, there's a payment of $113,840, which includes principal and interest due. That's the first payment. And there's a benefit in getting this loan closed on the 26th because right now the interest rates are high. And in conversations with Sheriff Glover, we get to keep the interest off the money that's sitting out there. So there is a benefit right now with interest rates being high. We can make a little bit of money. And there's also a projected start date. So, and it's a needed renovation addition.
Okay.
How long will it take to do the construction?
I forget the construction schedule. They want to start on Building B in the end of February, and they want to start on the courthouse in March, and I forget how many months the construction period is.
Okay, I'm open for motion.
Commissioner Heaton, do you have any questions before we...
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
So then I'll move to expend ARPA funds for the, or to, I'll move to authorize the expenditure of ARPA funds for the Kane County Administration Building and Kanab Center renovation projects in the amounts of $200,669 and put into an escrow account. That's good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries?
Unanimously.
Unanimously. Okay, we'll go on to the third item of business, was the election of the MBA chair, which when we decided assignments, that's Commissioner Kubea would be the chair of this MBA board. So any discussion, comment from the commissioners?
No, I will mention that it's in state statute that whoever chairs the commission can't also chair the MBA. It needs to be someone else, one of the other commissioners. And so with Commissioner Heaton being the chair, it needed to be someone else that was the chair of the MBA, and it makes good sense to have whoever's assigned to the MBA, which is Commissioner Kubea, be the chair.
Thank you for that clarification. Entertain a motion. I guess, is it a motion to mm-hmm. elect me?
I was just waiting to see. I don't want to, ruin the meeting. Chair, I'll move to elect Commissioner Kubea as MBA chair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do I vote for myself? Aye. Mm-hmm. Motion carries unanimously.
All right.
So is there a motion? Any other comments from
anybody? Are the contractors local or are there...
Yeah, we put this project out to bid for a long time, rebid, submitted it to all the clearinghouses for all the construction companies. Couldn't get anybody to bid on it, so we basically went and begged a local contractor that does some commercial work to do it, and he begrudgingly said, okay, I'll do it. That's where we're at. That's not a great place to be, but that's where we're at.
Chair, I'll move to adjourn.
They do a great job. Also.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Voting is unanimous.
Say what time it is.
So the meeting is adjourned at 6:22 p.m. on January 10th, 2023.
Right.
Thank you.